Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
Good morning, Chicagoland. It's Dave Plyer back with you on 720 WGN on the Super Bowl Sunday morning. And back with us is Mr. Dave Schwann. Welcome back, my
good
friend.
Good to be back. Hello, David. Had a very fun and very busy a week and a half south.
That's
south,
awesome. Yeah.
Southland.
Yeah. You know, I love your updates that you share with us. Share a little bit with us about what you did. You took a little road trip with your father.
Yeah, we did. As a matter of fact, we covered about 2,000 miles on the road in a week and a half time. Just very, very quickly, we left 2 weeks ago on the 24th, flew to Pensacola, Florida, and rented a car immediately and drove over just across the state line into Alabama to visit a good friend who has a place in Fairhope, Alabama, a beautiful place on Mobile Bay. And then from there, headed back into Florida, Tallahassee, and south then along the Gulf side to visit friends in Punta Gorda, Fort Myers Beach. Also among the included the visit there was Lyle Dean.
And, oh, how cool.
Yeah, so we got a nice chance, an opportunity to visit Lyle and his wife, who are doing just great down there. And, of course, Lyle means so much to everyone here and is a mentor for me. And so it was great to see him again. Key West, a world unto its own.
Oh, yeah, very nice. Temperature?
Temperature was sunny and 78.
Oh, my God. That's like heaven.
Well, I have to say, though, we started to wonder about the weather because all through Tampa and that area there, I was telling Roger, it rained all the time. We did not have a chance to get out on a boat or anything. We looked at the boat. They
just
had 13 inches of rain in January in the Tampa, St. Pete, Fort Myers area there.
But, you know, and everybody knows, Dave, really, how talented you are. And when we get these updates, I mean, it feels like we're there. I see a book in your future, my friend.
Well, we got to talk about that. Yeah. I've said this now. We've got to get together and discuss the logistics of all of that.
Yep.
After Key West, back up on the Atlantic side, St. Augustine saw another family friend there. And to top it all off, the Kennedy Space Center, which is
awesome.
You have to see it to believe it. It's especially if you're a space nerd like me. And you don't have to be a space nerd or someone who is just mildly enthusiastic.
Part of American history and our future.
Yeah. And you summed it up right there, Dave. Not only American history with all of the accomplishments that have happened, but they are talking about what's going on right now and what will happen. And they are seriously talking about a Mars mission in 20 years.
That's pretty wild.
It's not something that's kind of in someone's conception or mind's eye. No.
Oh, I saw Martian.
Oh, yeah, so did I.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Well,
Ray
cool,
Walston
man.
On TV about 50 years ago.
Oh, God. My favorite Mars. That never plays anywhere anymore. I don't see it on
ETV. I haven't
seen
that
in
ages.
We got to bring that back,
I know. They brought the Incredible Hulk back. Bill Bixby was in that too.
I saw that. Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. That was one of his first roles on television.
You know what his very first role was?
Bill Bixby?
Yeah.
What?
He was on Andy Griffith.
Was he really?
Yes. He had a part in, a guest starring role in one of the Andy Griffith episodes.
I guess anybody who was anybody in that business probably clamored to be one of those shows.
One of
Andy
those shows,
Griffiths,
sure.
Dick
it was
Van
great
Dykes.
Exposure
yeah,
for him.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, very cool, Dave. But I'm telling you, a book.
In essence, that's it.
Book.
All right, we need to talk about
all right,
it. Bet.
All right. Well, let's take a quick dip into history here. 1861, with all this going on with the Republican, another debate last night, Abraham Lincoln here was declared president in 1861.
And he was one of the first members of what was then the relatively new Republican Party, which he helped form.
That's right. Which people, I think, forget.
Yes.
That it's come a long way. 1870, the U.S. Army establishes the U.S. National Weather Service. I'm sure this week. Mr. Skilling will be
celebrating
that. I was
just going to say, was there someone named Skilling there?
There might have been. Might have been. 1909, the National, you know, it's Black History Month, the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, the NAACP, was formed in 1909. UPS was formed in 1919. The League of Women Voters, formed in Chicago in 1920. Let's see here. This is a great story. We've talked about this before, Dave. 1933, President-elect Franklin Roosevelt survived an assassination attempt prior to his inauguration here in Chicago.
That's right.
And let's see here. Had he been killed, presumably Vice President-elect John Nance, Garner would have assumed the presidency at the bottom of the Great Depression. And as it was, the shot went wild and killed the mayor of Chicago, who was Mayor Cermak.
Anton Cermak, yes, yeah. That's right. That's right. Happened to be riding with FDR in the car. And yes, the bullet hit him instead of the president.
Amazing.
Or president-elect, actually.
A near miss in 1933, right in the beginning. Yeah, president-elect.
Yeah.
I forget about that.
Yeah. I don't think he had yet to be president. Herbert Hoover was still president.
What a course of history that would have changed,
yes,
if
indeed
that would have happened. Absolutely.
Yep.
1940, something I grew up with, Tom and Jerry. It was created by Hanna and Barbera. It debuted by MGM, though. But I remember, you know, see, now I was born in 67, so I remember watching these on Channel 32 when I'd get home from school.
Tom and Jerry, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
My 3-year-old, you know, in this day and age, you know, with all the electronic media, loves watching Tom and Jerry.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Just their antics.
Yep, just their antics, exactly.
I didn't know. I knew Tom and Jerry probably would have gone back to the 50s, but they went back even further. That must have been one of the first real big creations of Hanna and Barbera
in the theaters, yeah. But yeah. I mean, it was just in the theaters, yeah, yeah. But I think it was MGM who distributed at the time,
mm-hmm,
as like a prelude to one of the movies you would have seen.
Yeah,
right. 1953, The Adventures of Superman premiered. Let's take a listen to that classic opening.
Faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman. Yes, it's Superman.
Little Superman there. 1959, the Barbie doll goes on sale. 1960, Jack Parr. 1 year before Johnny Carson took off The Tonight Show, or started on The Tonight Show, Jack Parr just walked off his show. Let's take a listen.
Now, I've made a decision about what I'm going to do. And only one person knows about this. It's Hugh Downs. My wife doesn't know it, but I'll be home in time and I'll tell her. I'm leaving The Tonight Show. There must be a better way of making a living than this. There's a way of entertaining people without being constantly involved in some form of controversy, which is on me all the time. It's rough on my wife and child, and I don't need it.
I mean, that was a pretty shocking event in television history. You know, Johnny Carson took over almost 6-8 months later because he had a contractual obligation with ABC, but Jack just didn't want to do it anymore. And he was a second host.
Is that what it was? He just simply
he was tied up in a lot of controversy. And
there was some controversy. So he had a disagreement with an advertiser or something like that.
Yeah, and he just didn't want it anymore. I mean, he was a second host. Steve Allen was the first host. And they filled in for 6 months. They were scrambled to find some random hosts until Johnny took over.
Wow. 62, I think, is when Johnny finally
That's right, 62. Yeah. You were right, sir. You were right. 1964, the first appearance of the Beatles on the Ed Sullivan Show. We've talked about that. 2005, YouTube, the popular site, of course, that we all know, debuted in 2005, believe it or not, 11 years ago. And here's a classic because it's Super Bowl Sunday. The Bears with George Wendt, Chris Farley, all talking about the Bears on Saturday Night Live. Let's take a listen.
I'm Bob Swirsky, and I want to thank everyone for sending those cards to my brother Bill, who recently had another heart attack. We are coming to you live from Ditka's here on Thanksgiving Day, a day for giving thanks for or taking punishment from a team that is known as the Bears.
The Bears.
With me, as always, are the super fans. Gentlemen, how was your week?
Real
fantastic.
Good.
Real good.
Fantastic.
Good. Any heart attacks?
I had one.
Had a couple.
Good. All right.
Hey, Denise.
Check out this scar.
Wow.
Yeah, I got it at a tailgate party. We were roasting a big pig on a spit, and I got punctured, but I didn't miss the kickoff.
Hey, that's something.
No, sir. Hey, Denise, look at this. Rush Street, 1986, after the Super Bowl. I was kicked by a cop horse trying to pin a dicka button on it.
Oh, yeah? Check out this.
Another scar, of course.
Snack bar, Lambeau Field. I was scalded by the cheese of a flaming hot nacho.
Absolute classic Saturday Night Live. Have a great Super Bowl Sunday, Dave.
Have fun, Dave. We'll talk to you next week.
And to you as well, and to everybody out there. And my thanks to our overnight news team, Roger Badish and Dave Schwann, our engineers, Aubrey Mumpower and Bob Ferguson. Of course, our producer, Mr. Bennett Wakenight. Have a great Super Bowl Sunday, everybody.